Thank you all for coming today. Thank you for this dialogue. We had great, meaningful discussions. Learned so much. I'm probably on page 15. I've taken so many notes. I'm excited for more conversations. One question I have for you is, what more information do you need in order to have a successful CWG process and committee? Something that came up over in our group over here was more information about the FAA. So we're going to prepare a slide deck that will be kind of in your homework. Learn more about the FAA, roles, responsibilities, grant assurances, so we can share those details. Taking time, an hour long and 2 hours long, I don't know how long it would take in one of these meetings, might be hard. But looking for ways to educate and provide more information about that. Another thing was realities of repurposing the airport. What would it take to repurpose the airport? What would be involved in those steps? What else? What more information do you need? McKenna, please.
I'd like to know what acreage specifically was purchased with FAA money in the past.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Whitney. I'd like to know if City Council has made any cohesive statements on what they think the city is.
Okay.
Yes. I thought they had. That's kind of the purpose of this.
There are certain activities in the airport that require the collection of city sales tax that gets paid to the city, but quote unquote, all the revenue of the airport goes into the airport fund. But the sales tax does not. So the question is whether or not the sales tax is going to the airport fund.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Follow up
information is
being
totally in line with that. Came up in our group
was the characteristics of the airport, what can or cannot.
I'd like a closer look at the airport with the names, so we know of Heatherwood as a specific neighborhood and Vista Village and the other ones, but I'd like to personalize some of the other ones that are closer around there with kind of a color map or something along those lines.
We haven't. Andrew.
The question that came up in the discussion in my room was more detail as to the revenues and expenses of the airport.
Okay.
So,
I think we're handful of major takeaways from today. Fire away. I might call on someone. Ginger. I heard somebody share that it was very enlightening to hear somebody else's perspective to it. We had a few people share that. You know, I wasn't aware of this, I wasn't aware of that, and that was really helpful.
All I'm really hearing is a polar discussion of should we close and build houses or should we do that's what I'm hearing. I'm not hearing anything else on that polar list from group three.
I was wondering whether you could do both.
That's what I would like to hear about.
That's two whole separate things there. I don't think this is about the airport and its value and its what we want to do about it. But I don't think that it's where you want to talk about the affordable housing. Because we need affordable housing. My personal opinion from living in the airport is this is not a place to put it. For a lot of reasons that have to do with transportation and traffic and other issues. We need it, but this might not be the best place. Let me put that up. But that's all. I don't think that's really just can be mixed in with this and have us do what you're hoping we can do and part of the conversation.
I do want to say, we talked about this in my group, but not to the whole group here. So I sit on the city's planning board, or an advisory board to the city council. And as was brought up at the beginning of this meeting by Allison, when she read Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan Policy 6.23 passed in 2020, the city has explicitly committed to assessing the potential to develop housing and neighborhood services at the airport. That is explicitly on the table for this process. And I would say from planning board's perspective, we want to see all of the scenarios explored. We want to see, is this going to be an airport? What is the best airport it can be? What is the visionary airport it can be? How could it best serve the community? If it's going to be housing, what needs does that fill? And why is this site an important site to consider for low, moderate, and middle income currently affordable housing? The city owns that land. We can do things there that we cannot do in other places. That's an important conversation that everybody needs to understand. And we need to talk about it.
I did not hear that said at all when we started this meeting. I heard her say, how can the airport better serve the community? And that's
it. It's actually in your packet on the policy page. It's the very first paragraph, the last sentence in that paragraph. That is in a city planning document from 2020, the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan, which is our guiding north star for city planning. So that is on the table, and also a hybrid scenario should be explored. Can these things be compatible? If so, what does that look like? How do we avoid any conflicts? How do we maximize potential? And maybe there are other visions for this land other than either airport or housing or a hybrid. And from Planning Board's perspective, we do not have a predetermined outcome. We are very excited about having a collaborative, transparent, community-based conversation about all of these visions.
Thank you. At the working group, talk to five people, not in this room, outside of this group, go out and talk to five people, how can the community and airport coexist? And that will be how we'll start the next meeting. Final thoughts for the group.
Well, I mean, just, you know, over the community building, small group, I just was really impressed and appreciate the way that everyone was talking and advocating for their own interest and listening to everyone. Just many thanks for that, and I'll also say, while that's not easy to do with such a sensitive and complex topic, now is the easy topic, right? Because when we start to make some decisions and start to look at trade-offs and those things, we're really going to have to trust each other. And so I just encourage you to keep momentum. I thought it was a really collaborative, constructive conversation today, and let's carry that through the next 4 days.
Okay, so as a reminder, April 11th is the public meeting. April 13th is our
Thank you.